Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's get into the word of the Lord this morning. Amen. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of John. John chapter 15, verse 1 to 5. It's a famous portion of scripture. Hallelujah. It's a famous portion of scripture. And when you have it, shout, Amen. If you don't have it, say, just wait. I don't know where John is, and we wait for you. John 15, verse 1 to 5. I want to concentrate on verse 4, but let's read from verse 1 to 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord this morning. I want you to turn to your neighbor, stand to your feet real quick. I'm going to preach. I feel like preaching today. Stand to your feet for a second and just touch your neighbor or touch two or three people. And then they will tell them, I'm still connected. Come on, you can walk around the church. Don't be afraid. Tell your neighbor this morning, I'm still connected. Hallelujah. I wonder if there's anybody in the building that's not afraid to shout, I'm still connected. I'm looking for some radical people in the house of the Lord this morning to shout, I'm still connected. I wonder if there's anybody in the building that's not afraid to let the devil know, devil, you're trying to disconnect me, but I'm still connected to my Father. Is there any crazy people in the house of the Lord this morning that's not afraid to shout, I'm still connected? Hallelujah. We're still connected this morning. We celebrate this morning Palm Sunday. Hallelujah. It's the week before Easter. What a glorious time it is in the presence of the Lord. The Bible tells us that on this day, Jesus came into Jerusalem riding on a donkey. Your choir this morning. The Bible says that as he came riding on a donkey, the people took off their garments and they laid it on the floor so that Jesus could come in as King of Kings and as Lord of Lords. Bible helps us to know this morning that for those that didn't take their garments off, some ran to the palm trees and cut branches from the palm trees and laid the palm trees on the ground so that he could ride on the horse as King of Kings and as Lord of Lords. And so this morning we celebrate Palm Sunday. We celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We celebrate the mighty God, the one who is to come, the one morning in church. They were we begin to realize that Jesus was the King even before he went to the cross. Oh, we'll cry this morning. That's why he came riding into Jerusalem. He knew his destiny was the cross. But it's not the cross that made him the King. He was already the King going to the cross. Oh, I wish there was somebody that understood what I'm saying to you this morning. So he came riding on the donkey this morning as King of Kings. What the cross does, Shekinah the Fellowship, is when he uttered those words on the cross, it is finished. His rulership that he had, he transferred to his church. His rulership as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he transferred to his people. And so as we celebrate Palm Sunday this morning, we celebrate Palm Sundays as kings and queens in the house of the Lord this morning. We celebrate Palm Sunday as Jesus' children who are not defeated, hallelujah, but are standing strong in the presence of the Lord this morning. I don't know about you, but I'm not defeated. I'm still victorious because my God has transferred his power to me. Touch your neighbor in the building this morning and don't be afraid and tell him, you're not weak, you're strong. I don't know whoever else preaches here, but you quiet. When I preach, you have to really come alive. So you better get out of your seat and touch two or three people and let them know. Tell them you are not defeated, you are victorious. Hallelujah. Come on, Shekinah. Let's have church this morning. Come on, Shekinah. Get out of your seats. Get out of your seats this morning. Tell them you're not defeated, you're victorious. Blessed be his name. Hallelujah. But you see, the enemy knows what you carry. And the enemy knows who you are. He knows that when Jesus uttered those words, it is finished. The same authority is applied to your life. Oh, hallelujah. I wish there was somebody that understood what I'm preaching about this morning. The same authority is in your life. And so what the enemy tries to do is work hard to get you to disconnect. Oh, but we are not disconnected in the house of the Lord this morning. We stay connected. Oh, Lord, cry this morning. Come on, talk to me, somebody. The enemy wants to disconnect you because he understands the authority and the power you carry in your life. So he works hard to disconnect you. Touch your neighbor this morning and let your neighbor know, I'm not going to be disconnected. I'm staying connected. Stay connected. He wants to disconnect you. Jesus says, I am the true vine. You are the branches. That if you connect to me and I connect to you, oh, nobody ever is born, you will bear much more fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So I urge you this morning, connect to me and I connect to you, and we can do some stuff in this earth together. See, the devil knows the kind of fellowship that when you are connected to the vine, you walk in power. When you're connected to the vine, you walk in authority. When you're connected to the vine, you walk in the anointing. When you're connected to the vine, you walk in your God-given authority. He wants to disconnect you. Touch somebody in the body and let them know, say, I'm staying connected. Oh, we better have church this morning. Hallelujah. And tell them I'm staying connected. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Get somebody out of their seat that's lazy to come out of the seat. Get the lazy ones out of their seat. Say I'm staying connected. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm not disconnecting because I know that when I stay connected, I walk in power. When I stay connected, I walk in authority. When I stay connected, I walk with my God-given right. When I stay connected, I can operate in the kingdom. When I stay connected, all power, all glory, all authority is given unto me. God's heart to disconnect you. That's His purpose. He wants to disconnect you. Because when you are disconnected, you are weak. When you're disconnected, you are feeble. When you're disconnected, you are all by yourself. When you're disconnected, you are confused. When you're disconnected, you're in a place of hopelessness. When you're disconnected, you feel suicidal. When you're disconnected from God, all things are working against you. But the devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. I'm still connected to my Father. I'm still connected to God. Hallelujah. Jesus says, you are the vine, you are the branches. If you stay connected to me and I stay connected to you, we can shake the earth. The problem with the church is the church doesn't realize its power. The church is walking in through the loss of power, but the church is too quiet, too stagnant, too feeble. Don't want to open your mouth. I wish there was two or three people in the room that understood that we are power in Christ. Come on, give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. He wants to disconnect us. There's really Shekinah Fellowship five areas where the enemy works tirelessly to disconnect us. Five areas in our lives, and I just want to touch on it and talk about these five areas in our lives where the enemy really wants to disconnect us. Hallelujah. Five areas, and I've labeled them, I've called them the five F's. The five F's. The first one is with our Father. He wants to disconnect us with our relationship with our Father. Hallelujah. Our Father. The relationship between us and our Father is so, so powerful that the enemy works hard to disconnect us from our Father. Because when we are tight, it is right. When we are tight with our Father, we can do all things in Christ who gives us strength. When we are tight with our Father, we can walk on the waters and not go quiet in the house of God. When we are tight with our Father, if we lay hands on the sick, they must recover and be healed. When we are tight with our Father, we can declare a thing, and whatever we declare must come to pass, because it is as if our Father said it, so do we say it. When we are tight with our Father, we can declare that He knows the plans He has for us, plans to prosper us, plans to give us hope in the future. When we are Father, we can claim what is given to us, our God-given right. So the enemy works tirelessly to break our connection with our Father. He doesn't want us to be so tight with our Father. Job chapter 2, we understand that Job was going through a tough time in his life. That in one day, the Bible says he loses so much. And the first person the enemy uses is Job's wife. Because the enemy wants to break the connection, the strong bond that Job has with God, his Father. God boasted so much about Job. He said, have you considered Satan, my servant Job on the earth? There's none quite like him. And so Satan worked tirelessly to try to break this bond between Job and his God. So he uses his wife, that in the midst of this trying time, the wife comes to him and says, serving this God. And the very same voice of the enemy sometimes comes into our lives when we are facing some tough times. The enemy always wants to break our connection with God and help us to declare, why don't we just give up on this God? We've tried it for 10 years, we've tried it for 15 years, it doesn't seem like we're moving on. But the devil is a liar. Don't break your connection with God, because the blessing is contained in your connection with God. Praise. I feel like preaching. I miss my pulpit. I feel like preaching this morning. Oh, I feel like preaching this morning. Hallelujah. So he wants tirelessly to break this connection between you and your God. I don't know what you're going through. You may be facing a tough time, but I came to declare the word of the Lord to you. Don't break your connection. If you just hold on a little bit longer, God will do something that will blow your mind, baby. Hold on a bit longer. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up now on God. Stand in the promises of the Lord. And stay connected. Touch your neighbor. Say, stay connected.
Even when your friends came and declared, they said, please, why don't you give up on this God? Job still served the Lord.
The Bible tells us clearly, it says, in all this, Job never sinned against God. The amazing thing, brother, is that Job refused that in spite of whatever's going on in my life, I'm not breaking my connection with God, my Father. Oh, hallelujah. Whatever's going on in your life, you need to lift up your hand and say, Father, whatever happens, I'm not breaking my connection with you. You are far more important to me than anything else in this world. Bible says that Job never sinned. So the first area is that he wants to destroy our relationship with our Father. The enemy works hard to get us to a place where our relationship with our Father is destroyed. Because when you have a strong relationship with your Father, you are dangerous. All you in here this morning, you are the most dangerous Christian to the devil when you have a strong relationship with God, your Father. And he wants to break it. He wants to break it. I saw something on it's a famous thing that the woman like to put up on their women's groups and the WhatsApp groups and the Facebook groups and all these kind of things. And I saw, a heel of a lady. And the saint said, devil, be away. She's gone up, or she was sleeping, I suppose, but now she's gone up. And be careful, because she's up. It's the most dangerous. It is so true, because when a child of God is connected to your Father, they're the most dangerous, dangerous person. Hallelujah. So don't let nothing break that relationship that we have with God the Father. The second area the enemy likes to work tirelessly at in trying to get us away to lose our connection with our God is through our families. The family. Psalms 133 verse 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. For there the Lord commands a blessing. A blessing is commanded among family unity. So the enemy tries to keep us apart from our families. No quiet this morning. You may not be talking to your family member even now. And you know this word is for you this morning. Hallelujah. The enemy is working tirelessly to destroy what is a great relationship with God. He works hard to destroy these relationships. How good and how pleasant it is for families to dwell together, for families to be knit as one, for families who can pray together, who can seek God together, who can laugh together, who can enjoy life together. God instituted the family as something great, but the enemy wants to break it, because he knows that when a family stands together, a family stands strong. It doesn't mean that sometimes we don't irritate each other, or as my wife says, nodding. It doesn't matter sometimes that we are nodding towards each other. Sometimes we get in each other's way. Sometimes we are too heavy. But that does not mean that we don't love each other. Oh, come on, talk to me this morning. A strong family bond that God has created is a blessing. You better get up off your seat and go to your family and hug them and tell them, I love you very much. Come on, take this time in church. You don't do it at home. Come on, even if there's extended family, go and hug them and tell them, I love you very much. See, there's my family coming to me. Wants to break the family bond. It's the same thing in the church. Because this is another family, another extension of the law. Come on, talk to me this morning. This is the true family of God. And we might have differences from time to time.
allow the enemy to come in between us. Because when we are apart, we are weak. When we are together, we are the most mightiest army that you can find. Hallelujah. We need to be here for each other. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. We need to be here for each other. Stop this gossip.
Thank you.
Don't lose your connection with God in the midst of the storm. Stay strong. Because you have received a transfer of anointing. Whatever storm you're facing, you can go through it. Whatever trouble you're going through, you can go through it. The devil is a liar. God would not have allowed that to come into your life if you cannot overcome it. You can make it through that storm. And so we see that the enemy tries to test us. He tries to get us down. As we lose our faith, he tries to work at our faith. You used to once believe that anything is possible. Now you come to a place where you hardly believe that God can do it. Get back in line. Get back into your connection. Don't disconnect yourself from God. Lift up your hands and say, God, here I am. I'm coming back. I'm connecting to you. And that your faith becomes built up once more. God can do anything. God can do everything. God is God and He's awesome. He's awesome. Number four, the fourth area where the enemy tries to break our connection. Here it is. This is where you and I, we were doing real good, but from this point, we're going to part ways because I'm going to touch some toes. We were doing real good up until point four, and then, you know, it was great, great. It was great. Amen. And hallelujah. But here we go. Here we go. Point number four. Where the enemy wants us to, he wants to break our connection is through our finances. It's the fourth F. Luke chapter 6. I knew it's going to get quiet. The Lord said, but when we get to this point, it's going to get quiet. I said, okay, it's all right, man. Luke chapter 6, 38. Give and it will come back. In good measure, press down, shake it together, run it over, hey, give, and it will come back. Good measure, press down, shake it together, run it over. And so the enemy knows that as I give, I make a connection, as well as in this morning to the offering. I'm placing my trust. My trust is no longer in my own ability, in my own strength. As I give to God, I'm keeping my connection alive. Oh, you don't hear me. Tithing is keeping my connection alive. It is God still realizing that there's some life there. It is God still realizing that somebody's alive there. My tithing opens up doors for me. My tithing helps God to understand that there's no dead person here. I'm alive here, God, and I'm still appreciating whatever you've done for me in my life. But the enemy knows he wants to keep you broke. He wants to keep you in torn pants, torn shoes, old pants. You're not talking to me in the house of the Lord this morning. And so to break the connection, he causes you to become a non-tithe. Because when you are non-tithe, you cannot receive the promises that God has said, it is finished on the cross. From this day forth, you'll walk in my authority. All you have to do is keep the connection. That's what I mean. We always question, how come the tithers look more blessed? Because they are more blessed. There was an old saying, rainbow chicken. They taste so good because they eat so good. You remember that time? Yeah. You're eating a chicken at KFC. There was an old saying, they taste so good because they eat so good. It meant that the stuff we're feeding them is good. You look so blessed because you give so good. Simple. But when you start coming with torn shoes and you're walking with God 30 years, there's something wrong. We have to check out your connection.
Are my finances still connected to God? When I get paid, do I honor the Lord first? Do I say, Lord, I want to break this connection? I say, everything that I'm blessed with is yours. Let me stay connected. The enemy wants to test us in the area of our finances. If we can get our money right, we can get our life right. Or not quite this morning. If we get our time right, our lives come right. There'll be no breaking of gate motors. Like they're on my house, but I'm tithing. The brother just promised me he's coming with the battery. I don't know when he's coming with the battery. I'm just pushing the gate a little bit closer. Look at your neighbor, tell them, get out of the curse. Now this is a real good point. You see, you were standing and you were applauding, you were clapping for the other points. You better get out of your seat and go touch three people and say, get out of the curse. Don't be afraid, come on, touch them and say, get out of the curse. Hallelujah. Come on, high five and say the curse is broken. It's broken, it's broken. This is a good point. Hallelujah. And if you want to put your faith into action, the baskets are here, break the curse. I'm going to say, yes, Lord, I'll break the curse. Break it like this and then look inside your eyes and say, I'm going to break this curse. Because you never walk to the front. You don't know what it is to walk to the front. So break that curse. Take a few steps and start walking to the front and just give an offering. Say, Lord, yeah, that's how you break a curse. Hallelujah. Break it. Even if you break it with a 5-rand coin, say, Lord, you know my heart, all I have is 5-rand coin. I'm breaking this curse. As I go into a new month, this curse is broken. I'm blessed. You come and throw the 5-rand coin. If you're shy to come to the front while I'm preaching, it's okay. You can put it after the church, after service. Break the curse. Because the enemy wants us to lose our connection with God. So he hinders the time. He hinders us giving to God. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, you cannot be so stingy. Hallelujah. Point number five. The enemy tries to break our connection when we are flying too low. He caused us to fly too low. So to break the connection with our God. Isaiah 40:31. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up hill as eagles. They shall fly higher than when they flew before. You see, an eagle is not interested in flying low. An eagle flies at the most highest possible height it can reach so that the enemy cannot break the connection. Oh, no, quiet. This morning. Fly higher.
fly too low, when you fly too low, let me close with this morning, you lose your connection. One day my wife and I were traveling from Peter Maritzburg, our hometown, and we were coming back to Johannesburg. And it was fine in the beginning, and she received calls on her phone while I was driving, and she was chatting. You see, because we were on the same ground. But as we traveled and we came back home, there were certain areas where her phone rang and she answered the phone. And it's at that time when we went down, before we could come up, you're looking at it. We went down and we went down. All of a sudden she was still, hello, hello, is there anybody home? Hello, hello, is it me you're looking for? Hello.
I don't lose my connection with God, for thou art my Lord.
And in the midst of your valley experience, don't lose connection. Stay connected to your God. And if you stay connected to your God, you'll see God move. I want to prophesy it, that a time is coming, and a time is now, that the anointing on your life will increase. A time is now that you see the glory of God like you've never seen it before. A time is now that you will move out of your valley experience and you find yourself on the mountaintop. A time is now that your connection with your God will not be broken in the name of Jesus. A time is now that the Bible declares and helps us to understand that no flesh will find glory in His presence anymore. A time has come that your kind of fellowship will rise and mount up on wings of eagles, that you will walk no longer down in the valley, but that you will walk high up on mountain tops as an eagle. A time has come, and a time is now, that you will break off every addiction, every habit that is keeping you bound, and you will soar up on mountain tops. I wish there was two or three people in the house that could help me and clean this morning. And a time is coming in our lives that we will never be the same again. We are rising up to higher power. We are not breaking our connection with our God. We are staying in the faith. We are not throwing in the towel. We are not losing hope. We stay strong in God, and our God will do great and mighty things in His name this morning. Come on, somebody, lift up those hands and give Him a praise in the house. Lift up those hands and give Him a shout in the house. Lift up those hands and bless His name. No longer will the enemy mess you up that you break your connection with your God. No longer will the enemy have you in a place where you suicide. I break it off your life right now in the name of Jesus. Touch your neighbor, come on, touch two or three people and say, you are an overcomer, you are victorious. You're victorious. And there may be two or three people in the building this morning. They say, Pastor, help me. I'm weak. I want you to come in quickly to the altar. And maybe two or three people say, Pastor, I'm weak. Help me. I want to be connected. Come quick to the altar. This is your moment. This is our time. The enemy is not going to cheat or rob or destroy your life. No more. We take it back. We stand strong. We are the children of God. In the name of Jesus. Come on. No more. Maybe you lost your connection. I'll wait for you before we close. Maybe you lost the connection. You were once so on fire for the Lord, but you broke the connection. You allowed one of these things to come into your life, and the enemy has ministered to you, and the enemy has caused you to lose faith and lose hope in the name of Jesus.